will talk about the politics of Obamacare and an impending government shutdown this hour. We had intended to talk with political commentator Richard Wolff, who is the editor of MSNBC.com and the author of the new book, The Message, The Reselling of President Obama. But since we aren't reaching our guest, we may do a straw poll. In fact, that's what we will do. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will ask you whether or not you support the Republican efforts to delay Obamacare and shut down the federal government at the same time. The Senate is expected to reject decisively a House bill that was passed over the weekend that would delay the full effect of President Obama's health care law as a condition for keeping the government running past midnight tonight. So do you support the Republicans' efforts to delay Obamacare or not? And why or why not? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is an opportunity for you to sound off on whether or not you think it's a good idea to proceed with the Affordable Care Act, to defund or delay the Affordable Care Act. If the government shuts down at midnight tonight, would you blame the Republicans or the Democrats? Would you blame the Republicans for this provision that delays the implementation of the Affordable Care Act by 1 year? Or would you blame the Democrats for not going along with that? Maybe you think that the Affordable Care Act should be delayed for a year. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. This will be a straw poll. I'll try to keep track of your answers. And I guess the question is, do you support the Republican efforts? Yes or no, and why or why not? So let's start taking calls, and we'll give you about 30 seconds to state your case. Linda in Monroe is with us first. Hello, Linda.
Good morning, Joy. I don't favor the shutdown. I think it would hurt our credibility in the world, and I think the Obamacare is a good program. It's going to help people that have a pre-existing condition, and I think overall I think it's a good program.
Thank you very much for that. So you are down for a no, you do not support the Republicans. I guess that's the question I'm asking. Let's go next to Teresa in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. My husband, Jeff, and I, we are vehemently opposed to the shenanigans that the Republicans are doing right now. And we blame them for all sorts of bills.
Yeah, so why are you against it?
We think it's time that everyone has health care. And there's just no reason why they're going to allow this to happen, to continue this situation where we don't take care of each other. We're not taking care of people in need.
All right. Thank you very much. Our next caller is Chris in Port Wing. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, yeah, I'm against this insane approach to governing where the Republicans have a hissy fit every time they don't get their way, and then they mess with the debt ceiling or the funding of the government. This is just crazy. This used to not be a partisan issue, and they've basically put a stranglehold on the government. It's crazy. The Affordable Health Care Act should be allowed to be tested. You know, it was passed. They call it Obamacare to blame it on the president, but this was passed by the Congress, by the House and the Senate. It should be allowed to move forward and see how it works. It may actually be a huge success. That's what some of the editorial comments are coming in from groups that have been looking at the effects so far.
Thank you very much, Chris. Jack in Green Bay is with us now. Hi, Jack. What do you think?
I support their action. I see the federal government spending is way out of control. I think eventually the debt racked up by the government will bring down our country. I think those with the power of the purse have to do what they can to stop the runaway spending and not start some new program at a time when we can't afford it.
Thank you very much. Randy in Madison is with us next. Hello, Randy.
Good morning and a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
I am against the shutdown. And as a case in point, my daughter is a prime example of people that need to have Badger Care, especially at this time. She's just getting out of high school. She is uninsured. She does have seizures that were just diagnosed. And she has such limited options available to her right now for insurance purposes that it's putting her behind a terrible eight ball. It's like she'll never be able to get out of this hole. And I feel and she's not alone in this. I'm sure there are many, many cases like this. And it's high time that we've had health care for everybody in this nation.
Thank you very much for the call. What about you? We are holding an impromptu straw poll on whether or not you support the efforts by Republicans in Congress to delay the implementation of Obamacare. It is expected that the Senate will reject this House bill that was passed over the weekend that would delay the full effect of President Obama's health care law as a condition for keeping the government running past midnight tonight. So there's a good likelihood that we'll have a partial government shutdown as of midnight tonight. Do you think the Republicans are right or wrong with this tactic? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's go next to Diana in Burlington. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Joy. I do not agree with the way they're doing this. We send our representatives to compromise. I don't see why they can't just yay or nay the clean bill and then put the Obamacare up for another ballot or something. This way is like blackmail. And that isn't what we do. This isn't the way our country does things.
Thank you very much, Diana. We have Gary on Facebook who writes, the Obama administration has already granted companies with 50 or more people a one-year delay in implementing Obamacare. The Republican bill would give everyone else this same delay, making it equal. For Obama to shut down the government over a delay for which he has already granted others would be another public relations disaster for him. So Gary thinks it's Obama's fault, and we will put him in that column. John in Madison is with us now. Hi, John.
Hi. Well, I'm in favor of Obamacare. It will save at least 32,000 American lives every year for people that would have been killed because they couldn't afford it. It'll stop people from being excluded from the system for pre-existing conditions, and it'll put a brake on the ever-escalating cost of our health industrial complex. What the Republicans are trying to do is turn the United States into the country's company store. They don't want any regulation of business. They want a system that's regulated by the upper 1% for the taxpayer, for the shareholders, and not for the taxpayers. We absolutely have to stop the corporations from running this country.
Thank you very much, John. Roger on Facebook writes, I'm for a constitutional amendment that would change the name of the House of Representatives to something more accurate, such as House of Ill Repute. Their functions are so similar, so we'll take that as a no. He does not support the House Republicans. Our next caller is Laverne in DeForest. Hello, Laverne.
Yeah, good morning. Actually, I support the Republicans who do not want to shut down the government. It's a Democrat talking point. Unfortunately, we don't get straight information. We talk about politics of this. People are talking about how Obamacare is going to insure everybody. Obviously, they missed the fact that the CBO has come out and said within the last several weeks that it'll be up to 10 years before the 30 million people will actually end up getting health insurance. People are missing the fact that, yes, premiums may be lower in some respects, and they may get government help paying those premiums, but they're not hearing about how these programs that they're insurance programs that they're going to be going on may have up to $5,000 to $6,000 deductible per year. Tell me how affordable that's going to be for the poor.
Thank you very much, Laverne. We will, by the way, have a show sometime. We are thinking of doing it tomorrow, if not tomorrow, for sure on Wednesday, to just have a how-to on how to sign up for these exchanges and maybe talk a little bit about the facts of the Affordable Care Act with an expert. Our next caller is John in Appleton. Hello, John.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Actually, I would have preferred a single-payer solution to our runaway health care costs. I mean, costs were breaking the government and businesses and individuals and everything. And this Obamacare, you working with private insurance companies, is already a compromise, and now they're going to shut down the government because they want more compromise. I mean, there's no compromising with these people because it's only their way or the highway. And they're afraid that people are going to like it when it gets, I like green eggs and ham.
Thank you very much, John. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are holding a straw poll on whether or not you support the Republican efforts to delay or defund Obamacare. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We had originally scheduled a discussion with Richard Wolff, who is the author of The Message, The Reselling of President Obama. We were going to talk with him about the politics of Obamacare and the impending government shutdown, but it must have been a miscommunication because we are unable to locate our guests. So we are instead having a straw poll and asking you to sound off on this issue and wondering if you support the Republican efforts to delay Obamacare and why or why not. The House over the weekend approved a one-year delay on Obamacare, and they had tied this to this bill that continues funding for the government. The Senate Democrats have pledged to reject this one-year delay. The Senate is scheduled to meet this afternoon, mid-afternoon. So we are wondering what you think of this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We're keeping track so far. The no votes, no support for the Republican attempts to delay Obamacare are in the lead with 9, and yes, supporting the Republican attempts to delay Obamacare, 3 so far. Our next caller is Steve in Elkhorn. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Joy. Hey, I support the delay for a couple reasons. One is the exchanges aren't ready, and everybody admits that. They don't have the costs aren't adding up right, and the software's just not ready, so it should be delayed for that reason. But the other reason is everybody says, well, you can stay in your parents' health till you're 26. Well, I don't see how that's a good thing. Maybe if the young adults would have jobs, they'd have their own insurance, and the pre-existing conditions, well, that can be taken care of also without a total destruction of the economy.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll put you in the yes, you support the delay column. Next, we will go to Janet in Wauwatosa. Hello, Janet.
Hi. I do not support the Republicans. I would also like to know if they do shut down the government, will Congress continue to be paid? And if they are getting paid, they shouldn't be.
All right. Thanks very much. I'm pretty sure they will continue to get paid. Let's go to Sarah in Wabasha, Minnesota. Did I get that right?
You did.
All right, good. Hi, Sarah. What do you think?
I think that this is just a sad state of affairs, Joy. I think that this is our representatives, the people who are there to stand up for us as citizens of this nation, and they're just acting like my three-year-old. They're pitching a fit, and it's time for them to grow up and start doing their jobs.
Thank you very much, Sarah. And now we go to Bill in Appleton. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Joy. I would say that I do not support the actions of the House Republicans. They've tried more than 40 times to overturn the Affordable Care Act and have not done so. If there was a groundswell of support from the people to overturn what is now law, then it would have been done sometime in those 40 chances. And actually, Sarah is thinking along the same lines as me. I remember when my children were three-year-olds and they were told no 40 times. And then the 41st or 42nd time, they would go all out and make some big attempt to get whatever it is that they wanted. And it just seems to ring so true for what the Republicans are doing right now. They're acting like a bunch of three-year-olds, and I'm really tired.
Thank you, Bill. Andy on Facebook writes, "We have already debated this. It was the Obama-Romney election. The American people want health care reform. If Obamacare is a mess, as the Republicans predict, they will sweep up the next elections and they can repeal the law through normal means. The shutdown is grandstanding and a means to raise campaign donations from their base." Okay, so we will put that in the no column. He does not support the Republican attempts to delay Obamacare. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. In the case of a shutdown, Christy Taylor looked it up. Congress will still get paid, but many federal employees will be sent home. I think eventually the salaries will be retroactive. You know, it's not like they will lose all money. It's my understanding. The national parks are among those that will close. Again, that partial government shutdown would happen if there is no agreement in Congress at midnight tonight. Our next caller is Dave in Appleton. Hello, Dave.
Hi. I support a shutdown or whatever, but not for the reasons that most people would think. I support it because I think it's time that the American people face up to the fact that the representatives that they vote for have certain opinions and are willing to destroy this country for their philosophy. But they've been protected from those opinions. We've been protected from those opinions by our employers' health care. We've been protected by the fact that there are good members of Congress who try to do what's right, and the consequences of the bad ones are never felt by the public. So let's bring it out in the open, and let's show what these people in Congress want to do, which is destroy this country for a philosophy over a law that's already been passed and approved. And therefore, the American people must see the consequences of their voting actions. So I support a shutdown only so the truth will come out.
Thank you, Dave. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And our next caller is Barb in Eau Claire. Hello, Barb.
Good morning. I'm against what the Republicans are doing. And I think they're fostering the birth of a new party, Independence Against Anarchy. They have spent so much money in propaganda that although I understand what the caller before me had to say, unfortunately, this morning I hear them already covering up their steps and blaming the Democrats. So, you know, I think it's time for Independence Against Anarchy because they're trying to destroy our government. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Rosalind in Stratford emails, "I do not support the Republican attempts to delay and defund affordable care or their attempts to shut down our government. Republicans have already gotten two compromises by way of destroying the public option and single payer." Next, we will go to Greg in Greenville. Hello, Greg.
Hi. I do not support the Republican shutdown of the government, and normally I would tend to vote more conservative. But my wife and I just ran our projected costs on Kaiser's online Obamacare cost calculator. Right now, we pay about $4,500 a month for private health insurance. And, you know, that's what happens when you work for yourself or self-employed. But we have no pre-existing conditions, and we're both in good health. I mean, that's just what it costs in the U.S. But according to the calculator, our estimated premiums for the Platinum package, that's the top one, would be $12,500 a year total. So, I mean, that is substantially less than paying $4,500 a month. But our copay goes up from $10 a visit to $20 a visit. So, I mean, am I missing something here? Where's the downside? And, you know, when it comes to calling it Obamacare, I think the reason that a lot of conservatives call it Obamacare is because they're afraid to call it the Affordable Health Care Act.
Thanks very much, Greg. And I will explain, because that comes up sometimes on this show. Sometimes I say the Affordable Care Act. Sometimes I say Obamacare. But the White House and President Obama also refer to it as Obamacare. So it is not meant to be partisan when I say Obamacare. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. And next we go to Barbara in Fort Atkinson. Hello, Barbara.
Hi. I do not support the Republicans in their shutdown, and sometimes the Republicans forget who's going to benefit from having these additional people on health care. It's not the government that's getting the money. It's private health insurance.
All right. Thank you very much, Barbara. So we are welcoming your reactions to the Republican vote on a bill this weekend that would delay the Affordable Care Act by a year. The Senate is vowing to not accept that provision in a spending bill that would keep the government funded. So if there's no agreement reached, and it doesn't look like there's going to be an agreement reached, the government shuts down at midnight tonight. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Tell us whether you support a Republican attempt to delay Obamacare. Do you support it or not, and why or why not? Our next caller is Jeff in LaPointe. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. I support the shutdown. I think not really so much for the other reasons that other people are. I've been following this since the primaries and the first election of President Obama, and he argued against this very system with Hillary Clinton. This is the system she wanted to put in. He said it was a tax on the poor. I think that this Obamacare has been a tragedy, and it's going to raise prices. I believe that it's in the interest of the insurance companies. You know, I always have been liberal. I'm against the vote now. I believe we don't have a choice between Republicans and Democrats. I believe that the threats of government shutdown and taking away things such as national parks and air traffic controllers are strong-armed, fear-based.
Thank you. Package. Thank you very much. We're trying to give everybody 30 seconds or so, but we have your vote. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Dave in Wanakee. Hello, Dave.
Yes, hello. I believe that President Obama should invoke the trillion-dollar coin by having Bernanke mint it. And then the Republicans should be forced to go to bed without dinner, on restriction for 3 weeks, no TV.
Thank you, Dave. So we'll have you against the Republican efforts. And next we go to Margaret in New Berlin. Hello, Margaret.
Hi. I'm against the shutdown, and I'm against the delay in the Affordable Care Act. And I think your other callers were absolutely on the mark. I mean, really, it's affordable care for people who cannot afford it. As a freelancer, I understand that very well.
Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. If you would like to vote in this straw poll, an impromptu straw poll, House Republicans passed a bill that would keep the government open, but only if the new provisions of Obamacare are delayed by 1 year. They also want to repeal a tax that the law imposes on some medical devices. Anyway, this House bill would delay Obamacare by 1 year. The Senate Democrats are saying they will not go along with that today. And if no agreement is reached, then we have a partial government shutdown. Curtis in Fenimore is with us next. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, I'm for the shutdown because there's no compromise in the deal. Number two is, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. How did these big companies get a 1 year delay? Everybody a 1 year delay or nobody?
All right. Thank you very much, Curtis. Next, we will go to Jim in Milwaukee. Hello, Jim.
Hello. Good morning. I'm actually regrettably for the shutdown only because this debate should have been taking place during the health care debate to begin with, but this is nowhere near the plan that was promised by the president. It's certainly costing people a dime. It's certainly making people change doctors. And also, I think there were certainly no 1,200 waivers and also other things being pushed out at the time this was voted on. So it's the law of the land. It's been in effect since 2009, supposedly, but It's not in effect, except they should make retroactive the flexible spending accounts they raised, or should say capped at $2,500. That also should be retroactive. Drop that and get people their money back that need it to budget their health care costs.
Thank you very much, Jim. Holly in Ontario is with us now. Hi, Holly.
Hey, good morning. I would like to certainly have a chance to try the green eggs and ham. I'm for the Obamacare against the Republicans. I currently pay more than $600 a month for my health insurance. And, yes, that's with a $5,000 deductible. So green eggs I think I would like. I'm not sure about green ham, but I'd like to have a chance to take a look and give a taste.
Thank you, Holly. Robert in Rice Lake is next. Hello, Robert.
Hi. I support the shutdown, but not because I'm a Republican or Democrat. I think both parties are wrong at this. I think the public has been misled. I think this law was voted before anybody really understood what the law is, and I think the government needs to come out, honestly explain the law to the people, explain what tax hikes are going to be involved with it, and then let the people decide again.
Thank you, Robert. Jeff in Boulder Junction is with us now. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Joy. I definitely do not support the Republican effort to shut this down. Elections have consequences, and if they could think, thinking back to 2010 with Act 10 being put in, there was no room for anybody to talk about anything. There was no compromise of any kind, and I think it's time they realize it, and let's move on.
Thank you, Jeff. Ben in Pittsville, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Hi, I am for the Republicans for the simple fact that if Congress feels they need to exempt their aides and themselves, then they shouldn't pass a bill. I think any law that goes into effect has to directly affect them or should be unconstitutional and should not even be passed.
Yeah, this is a straw poll, but I guess I will ask Christy Taylor to look up a one-liner on the myth that Congress is exempt from the Affordable Care Act. So thanks for that call. Janie in Arcadia is with us. Hello, Janie.
Good morning. I wanted to record my opposition to the Republican attempt, and I can't wait for the next election. And I hope everybody else is getting ready, too.
Thank you very much, Janie. We will go next to Susan in Junction City. Hello, Susan.
Thank you. I am very much against the Republican sabotage type of behavior. They have not even helped us to understand what the program is. So I very much do not want the delay. That's it.
Thank you very much. And we are asking you to just sound off on what's happening in Washington right now. The very latest is over the weekend, the House of Representatives passed a spending bill that would keep the government open, but they tied to it a provision that Obamacare be delayed by 1 year. The Senate is going to take this up today and is not expected to keep that provision in it. So we could be facing a government shutdown. at midnight tonight, at least a partial government shutdown. So we are asking you during this hour, when we cannot find our scheduled guest, whether or not you support the Republican attempts to delay Obamacare. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And here's this came up last week as well. This is from USA Today. Members of Congress are treated differently under Obamacare, but they are not exempt. In fact, by forcing them to purchase health insurance through publicly run exchanges, they are impacted more, but they will also be able to purchase insurance under more favorable terms than people who have access to employee-provided health care. But in any case, the federal government is the employer of Congress and their staff people. So they do have employer-provided health insurance. Matt in La Crosse is with us. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Joy. I'm for the Republican shutdown because back in 2009, the Democrats passed the bill under dark. Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass it, then we'll find out what's in it. And then 2010 happened where the Democratic Party lost over 700 elected offices, and then we took back the Republicans took back the House because we voted for them to get rid of Obamacare. And I had a pre-existing condition. I couldn't buy health insurance. There's government programs. We all know about Badger Care and how many people are on Badger Care in the state of Wisconsin. It's not like people are dying out on the streets. And now I work with a company that provides benefits, so now I'm off the government health insurance. So I think the government shutdown won't be the end of the world. Minnesota had one a couple of years ago. And, yeah, the state parks closed down. That was a bummer. But then after that, that was fine. So it's not the end of the world. And also people saying Green Egg and Ham, they did not listen to Ted Cruz's everything else he was saying. So just listen to what he actually was saying and stop making fun of the guy. So, but thank you, Joy.
Thank you very much for joining us. We are holding a straw poll asking you whether or not you support the Republican efforts to delay Obamacare. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Yes or no, why or why not? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are holding a straw poll this hour talking about the politics of Obamacare and the impending government shutdown. Do you support the Republican efforts to delay Obamacare? That's what the House voted for over the weekend. The Senate says it will reject the provision that would delay Obamacare. Our next caller is Kim in Waupun. Hi, Kim, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I say no to the shutdown, and I hope Eric Holder has arrest warrants for every one of them politicians that vote no and extort and is blackmailing this country. There are laws against that, so they are not above the law. And I thank you for taking my call. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Candace emails, I support those who are opposed to Obamacare. The bill was rushed through by Democrats with the ridiculous statement, we have to pass it to know what's in it. Democrats have already gotten compromises by the Republicans. Obamacare is going to bankrupt this country in the long run. So there we have a yes to the Republicans. Our next caller is Brandon in La Crosse. Hi, Brandon.
Hello, Joy. Thank you for the program. I think I would list myself with those who oppose the shutdown, and I guess I don't agree with the Republicans trying and the Democrats, for that matter, trying to play politics. I think that this Obamacare issue, the Affordable Care Act, should be disconnected from the budget bill for this shutdown. It's something that I think we can have a debate on, but it doesn't belong with this bill when we're trying to support our government workers and keep the government running. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jerry in Ashwaubenon is with us. Hello, Jerry.
Yes, I'm opposed. Joy, again, thank you for the program. I'm opposed to what the Republicans are doing. And I personally feel that the Republicans, in my mind, are the most treasonous group of Americans that have collectively come against what this country stands for, which is a democratic process. But I'm also disappointed in my Democratic leaders in not turning the apathy of the voters onto what this problem is. And that's where we, who are a little more liberal and a little more compassionate for those who have not, need to step forward in these voting processes. That's what this country is about. And vote these treasonous Republicans out.
Thank you, Jerry. Colin in Madison is with us now. Hi, Colin.
Hi. I'm against the vote for the government shutdown, but I think more than being just against the shutdown, I think that it's just ridiculous that the congressmen who make this a thing, their salaries aren't at risk here. In order to change their salaries, you have to change the law. And the only people who lose out on this are the low-level government workers and the people of America who actually benefit from their services.
Thank you very much. All right, so we have you in the no column. And I guess I really should clarify, we're not asking whether you want the government to shut down or not. We're asking whether you support the Republican attempts to delay Obamacare, which could lead to a government shutdown. So next we go to Mike in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hi, Mike.
Hi. See, I do support the delay, not because we're not sure about the Obamacare, but also we're just spending way too much money, and anything to save money and wake up people to realize that we are buying cars and we can't even afford to put the gas in it. So anything to slow this train down is going to help us out.
All right. Thanks very much. Dennis in Hudson emails, I think Democrats should join Republicans in abolishing Obamacare in exchange for a new plan, which is Medicare for everyone, with anyone who wants to opt out having the right to buy their own private health insurance. All right, so I'm putting that down as a no. Let's go to Peter in Minocqua next. Hello, Peter.
Hello. I'm against the Republicans for shutting down the government and trying to delay the health care program. I'm worker, I've had knee surgeries, I've had shoulder replacements, and I'm right now on Clover Insurance, which will end in December. Otherwise, I won't be able to afford insurance. They talk about affordable insurance, and I still have co-pays that I'm trying to pay off. So it's time that, you know, the people have affordable health care, and that's what the Republicans are holding hostage. They don't want to make it affordable, because I've seen on the open market they've had quotes for insurance of $1,200 a month, or it's more than my income right now. So
yeah, thank you, Peter, and I'm sorry. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is an impromptu straw poll, a chance for you to sound off. Do you support the Republican efforts to delay Obamacare? Over the weekend, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would keep the government open, a spending bill to keep the government open. But there was a provision that would delay the implementation of the Affordable Care Act by 1 year. The Senate takes this up today, and presuming they're not going to go along with that delay in Obamacare, we face a government shutdown at midnight tonight, a partial government shutdown. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Tell us whether you support or oppose what Republicans did over the weekend. Tom in Paddock Lake is with us. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. I do not support what the Republicans are doing. I think they are extremely afraid that this is going to be a success, and then Obama will get credit for it. Just about anything that Obama proposes, they are against. They do not want to see him fail.
Thank you very much, Tom. Randall in Eastman is with us now. Hi, Randall.
Good morning. I'm opposed to what the Republicans speculate They say that they've got a program where $7,000 tax credit could be given to each individual for a tax break for his own health, but if you're not making any money anyway, how are you going to pay $7,000 in tax?
Thank you, Randall. Carolyn in Oconomowoc, what do you think?
I'm opposed to the Republican, what they're doing right now, and I'm kind of surprised at how much information your listeners have, considering that this is NPR, and I know you guys give accurate information, but there is so much myth out there about Obamacare. It's very sad. But I am definitely opposed to the Republican plan to shut down the government. The only people who are going to be hurt by this are those people who depend on the government for their paychecks, and I don't mean the welfare people. I mean our workers, our people who work hard for the government.
Thank you, Carolyn. Bob in Wapaka is with us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Yeah, I'm going to support it, but I think I'm going to support the Democrat shutdown of the government. I think that the health care was proposed under $1 trillion. We all know the CBO says it's going to be at least three times that. I'm disappointed that the Democrats haven't reached across the aisle. Not one Republican vote in the House or the Senate. When they owned the House and the Senate with super majorities, I think it's sad that our politicians can't work together. I think it's been rammed on our
throat. Sorry, Bob. We got most of what you had to say there, but we're really losing you on the cell phone. But we do have your vote that you are in favor of the Republican efforts to delay the Affordable Care Act. Our next caller is Chris in Oshkosh. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, hey, morning, Joy. I'm opposed to what the Republicans are trying to do here. You listen to John McCain, and he's seen this before, and his, I honestly believe that I just feel so bad that we're all going to, anyone with a 401k, this is just going to, over the next month, I feel like we're going to lose probably somewhere in the range of 7 to 10% of what we've built up here. And it frustrates me because there's really no reason why we're trying to relitigate this thing. This has been done for years, and it just seems like they're constantly trying to force this litigation back in. And in reality, all we're trying to do is keep the government going. And from what I hear, every day that we don't actually have the government running, this program's going to lose like $500 million just daily. And like your other caller said, he thought we'd be saving money. We won't. We'll actually be losing money every day.
Thank you very much, Chris. Tim in Green Bay is next. Hello, Tim.
Well, hello. I think they should not put that Obamacare off for a year. We need to have this because people are already adjusting for tomorrow, and we need to show the flaws because there are flaws in this act. And if we do it now, they will all come out, and we won't postpone any further costly problems. So do it now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tim. Tom in Wausau emails, the only change in Obamacare I want to see is its substitution for a law that will allow anyone who can prove that they cannot get insurance for cost or existing condition reasons to buy into Medicare on a sliding scale based on their income. Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Tom. I'm not sure where to put that in our straw poll, so I'll just leave it out there. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking about the politics of Obamacare, what's happening right now in Washington. The House of Representatives over the weekend passed a bill that would continue funding the federal government before the deadline of midnight tonight, but it contains a provision that would delay the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, for 1 year. Senate Democrats are going to reject that idea of delaying Obamacare, so we'll have gridlock yet again. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Do you support the Republican attempts to delay Obamacare or not, and why or why not? Our next caller is Rich in Rhinelander. Hello, Rich.
Hello. I'm against the government shutdown. I'm sick of the politics of fear, and although I am questioning the whole movement towards privatization. This particular act combines private industry with government action. And so it's so far from socialism, as it's been called, that it's not even funny. I think we should give it a try, see if it works. If it doesn't, amend it and come up with something even better. But it's not socialism, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Rich. Nancy in Menominee. Hi, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say that I am very tired of the Republicans working just for corporations, not for the people of this wonderful nation. I absolutely do not support the Republicans. And I'm just tired of this. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Jack in Neillsville. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, Joy. Citing the Constitution, Amendment Number 14, Section 4, the Affordable Care Act and the budget are both debt, and Section 4 reads, the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions, bounties, and la-la-la, shall not be questioned. The law says we cannot question the budget or the Affordable Care Act payment.
Okay, thanks, Jack. We'll have to get a constitutional lawyer on about that one. Our next caller, wait a minute. I think it's Ian in Wapaka. Hi, Ian.
Hi. I'm against the shutdown. However, this solely falls at the feet of the American people because where we are at now with regards to this shutdown and the Affordable Care Act, it could not have happened without the will of the American people. It just couldn't have done that.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Ian. What couldn't have been done without the will of the American people?
Where we're at now as a nation with regards to bargaining for the Affordable Care Act and the government shutdown, it could not have happened without the American people unless we're asleep at the wheel.
Thank you very much. We will go to Grace in Wisconsin Dells next. Hello, Grace.
Hi there. I think that the Republicans are absolutely out of their minds. There's going to be kinks in any new program, and I think Walker should be ashamed of himself for not grabbing that federal money. So thank you.
Thank you. Patrick in Fond du Lac. Hello, Patrick.
Hello. How are you today?
Pretty good. What's your vote?
My vote is that we should delay the mandate for the citizens for 1 year. Your earlier caller had mentioned that the Republicans are favoring only the corporations. Well, the fact is our president delayed the corporations for a year, so I think that the citizens should also be delayed for a year.
Thank you, Patrick. Charlie in Milwaukee. Charlie, you'll be our last caller. Go ahead.
I think that the law as it stands should go through that the House just passed, mostly because the Affordable Care Act will not limit health care costs as long as there is no tort reform. And we saw that with the prostate as well as the breast care screening measures. It's a bad law, and we should not bring it forward.
All right. Thanks very much. Well, you know, this is interesting. We have 37 no votes not supporting the Republican efforts to delay Obamacare, and we have 18 yes votes or in support of the attempts to delay Obamacare. We don't have a formal online poll set up, but if you want to vote on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and sound off a little bit about what's going on, feel free. We'll continue to follow up on this issue in the days to come. Thanks to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this hour. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster for on-air production. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.